This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly lawmakers draw the government's attention towards repeated suicidal cases of Nepali students at KIT University in Odisha, India, proposed to deny non-objection certificates to students seeking enrollment. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Prachanda discuss contemporary issues including transitional justice. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Sanjay Kumar Thakur, and nine others in the special court. And Israeli army starts calling up reservists for planned expansion to Gaza offensive. Now, the news in detail. Members of the National Assembly have called for a halt to sending Nepali students to the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIT, in Odisha, India. They propose denying non-objection certificates, NOCs, to any student seeking enrollment at the institute. During an emergency session of the Upper House, lawmakers expressed grave concern over the safety of Nepali students at KIT following the recent death of a Nepali student under suspicious circumstances, the second such incident in recent months. They also called on government to ensure a thorough investigation into the death of another female Nepali student to provide justice to her family. A 20-year-old Nepali student, Prisa Shah from Sarnahi district, allegedly committed suicide at KIT on Thursday, the 1st of May. Earlier, on the 16th of February, another 20-year-old Nepali student, Prakriti Lamsal from Rupandehi, also died at the same institute from an alleged suicide. Meanwhile, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal has directed the government to implement the report on the need for legal provisions related to the rights and development of the Dalit community 2081 Bikram Sambat. Chair Dahal directed the ministry and bodies concerned to implement the report after discussions on it in the meeting of the Upper House of the Federal Parliament yesterday. Chairperson of the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the National Assembly, Kamala Pantha, presented the document in the meeting. Likewise, yesterday's meeting of the National Assembly unanimously approved the proposal received from the House of Representatives with a message to consider the Constitutional Council Rights, Duties, Responsibilities and Procedures First Amendment Bill 2079 Bikram Sambat. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung presented the proposal on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in the meeting. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting yesterday. Discussions on transitional justice and contemporary issues were held at the meeting that took place at the Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister's Human Rights Advisor Agni Kharel and Maoist Centre leader Barsaman Pun. In the meantime, representatives of various organizations of conflict victims have submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calling for making the process of recommending office bearers of the two commissions related to transitional justice credible and transparent. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, representatives, including conflict survivors, expressed concern over the recommendation committee carrying out its work without consulting them. Prime Minister's advisor on human rights and transitional justice, Agni Kharel, was also present at the meeting. The government has appointed former Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari as a member of the Governor Recommendation Committee mandated to recommend and appoint a suitable candidate to lead the Nepal Trust Bank, making public the decisions made by the recent cabinet meeting. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and government spokesperson Prithivi Subba Gurung said Adhikari has been appointed in place of former member of the committee Vijayanath Bhattarai, also former governor who had tendered his resignation. Likewise, Communication Minister Gurung said a 9-point agreement recently inked between the government and the Nepal Teachers Federation would be implemented. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Sanjay Kumar Thakur, and nine others in a special court. The corruption charge has been filed alleging that more than 18.4 million rupees were embezzled in the construction of the emergency room building of Narayani Hospital in Birganj. President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday inaugurated the Rashtrakavi Madhav Prasad Ghimire Park at Pustun Bahundara in Marchangdi Rural Municipality 6, Lamjung. On the occasion, he also unveiled a statue of prominent poet and literary figure Madhav Prasad Ghimire, a celebrated figure in Nepali literature, at his birthplace. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A demand has been raised for the provision of citizenship with economic, social and cultural rights for non-resident Nepalese NRNs in line with the constitutional guarantee. During a panel discussion held as part of the Non-Resident Nepali Association's NRNA Unity Convention yesterday, participants voiced concern over the non-implementation of citizenship rights for NRNs as enshrined in the constitution. The second International Conference on Community Mental Health concluded in Chitwan yesterday, issuing the Chitwan Declaration. The three-day event organized by the Chitwan Medical College, Nepal Institute of Mental Health, Health Foundation US, among others, pointed out the increasing burden of mental health issues and the need for quality treatment and services. Over 300 participants, including psychiatrists, psychologists, psychological workers, and health experts, called for ending the stigma attached to mental health issues and the prejudice and discriminatory treatments towards mental health patients. During the conference, over 100 working papers were presented and deliberations were held on policy, innovations, progress, and equity in community mental health care. Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, has said the upcoming Sagarmatha Sambad will serve as a platform to draw global attention to the climate crisis faced by mountainous communities. Speaking at a pre-Sagarmatha Sambad event organized yesterday by the People's Forum in Lalitpur, Secretary Rai said that the growing climate crisis poses a severe threat to human civilization in continuous regions. I beg your pardon, in mountainous regions. Nepal will host the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue from the 16th to the 18th of May in Kathmandu. The dialogue aims to highlight the concerns of mountain communities suffering from the impacts of climate change. Now, on to some international news update. The Israeli military has begun calling up tens of thousands of reservists to intensify and expand its operation in Gaza. Under the plan, the military said it would operate in new areas and destroy all infrastructure above and below ground. International negotiations have failed to reach a new deal for a ceasefire and the release of the remaining 59 hostages being held by Hamas, 24 of whom are believed to be alive. No Israeli hostages have been released since Israel resumed its offensive on 18 March after the collapse of a two-month ceasefire with Hamas. Since then, Israel has seized large areas of Gaza, displacing hundreds of thousands of Gazans again. Aid agencies, which have reported acute shortages of food and water and medicine, have said this was a policy of starvation that could amount to a war crime, an allegation Israel rejects. Earlier on Sunday, a missile fired by Yemen fired from Yemen by Iran-backed Houthi fighters landed near the main terminal of Israel's Ben Gurion airport, which the Israeli Prime Minister has vowed to retaliate. The Israeli military launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on 7th October 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds, along with the partial influence of moisture-laden wind coming from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the country's hilly regions and Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. National Assembly lawmakers draw the government's attention towards repeated suicidal cases of Nepali students at KIT University in Odisha, India, proposed to deny non-objection certificates to students seeking enrollment. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and CPN Maui Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda discuss contemporary issues including transitional justice. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against the then medical superintendent of Narayani Hospital, Sanjay Kumar Thakur, and nine others in the special court. And Israeli army starts calling up reservists for planned expansion to Gaza offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.